Welcome to the Natural Allergy Treatment Podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and joining me today is Caleb Marshall, who is the co-founder and CEO of Tropica. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, Jess. Nice to be here.
So I'm the owner of Health and Wellness Australia and Auckland, and we have a team of naturopaths around Australia and New Zealand that specialize in a natural allergy treatment called Positive Association Technique, or PAT. So Caleb attended our Newcastle clinic last year for some PAT sessions. So today he's kindly going to share his unique health story with us, in particular how mold exposure contributed to the development of his food intolerances and how these health issues led him to start his health food company, Tropica. So Caleb, could you take us back to before you started noticing symptoms popping up? What was your lifestyle like? Did you have any health issues growing up?
I had a relatively good childhood and teenage years. I did have asthma that I was diagnosed with at 13. I didn't go on to a puff or anything like that. But I didn't really see any major health issues until I was 20, where my life turned around and flipped upside down. So yeah, if you want me to kind of go into that, I can.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you started noticing any of those unusual symptoms?
Yeah, actually, interestingly enough, so My health issues really came from two things, the mold exposure, but the first thing was actually gut health issues. And the gut issues, which I didn't know at the time, was because of 5 years of long-term antibiotic use for my skin that my doctor prescribed to me. So I took antibiotics from the age of 15, oral antibiotics from the age of 15 to 21, 16 to 21. And my health issues developed when I was 21. And then the next year I moved into an apartment that had mold in it. So it was a cascading effect. And I did notice some really weird things happen when around the age of 17. I can even remember one moment in time at high school, at graduation, and I my body just kind of let me down. I was exhausted. I couldn't it's almost hard to describe, but I barely was able to move. I kind of tightened up and almost I couldn't function. And that was, I'm struggling to describe it at the moment as well, because I was so lost for words on why my body had let me down. So the central theme of it was, I remember a couple of situations, that one, and then another one when I was in university, when my body let me down. And looking back now, I really do think that that was the start of my health issues, when I was taking those antibiotics long term, and that my gut was having, a lot of problems associated with it. That later I found out, I had, really bad dysbiosis, an imbalance between good and bad bacteria in my gut. And, when you have a unhealthy gut, that's where 70% of your immune system is housed. So some people say even more. So your immune system crashes. And so I did notice some things before the age of 20 that were kind of canaries in the coal mine, as they say, that, okay, something's happening. But because I was young, I wasn't really able to identify, or anyone around me was able to identify, why I was having these health issues. So yes, certain things were happening when I was taking those long-term when I was taking antibiotics long term, but it wasn't until 21 in 2011 where really it came to a massive crashing halt, and I was labeled with chronic fatigue syndrome by conventional medicine. And doctors, essentially, when they label you with chronic fatigue, they go through the list of all the things that it could be, and they get to the bottom and they say, well, you ain't any of them, so you've got chronic fatigue, and it's an exclusionary illness. And what that looked on a day-to-day basis was absolute exhaustion, flu-like symptoms, pain and inflammation throughout my whole body. I was, barely able to do anything. It was a very, very painful time. And with the physical pain came mental and emotional pain. I was depressed. I even had suicidal thoughts at times. My life really, really sucked. And with that, what was really challenging was doctors didn't know what was wrong with me, so I had no hope, right? Like, they didn't know when I'd be healthy again. Some said maybe it might be 20 years. And when you don't have answers as a young guy and you've been healthy, or relatively healthy your whole life. I was a sports person and was full of life. And your life gets flipped upside down. It's a very, not only a physically very hard thing, but an emotionally very tough thing. So I remember those days very well. And essentially, I stayed sick for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, as I said, was when I initially everything came to a crashing halt. But the challenging thing was the next year in 2012, I moved into a moldy house or moldy apartment. And funnily enough, my housemate, who is now my co-founder, I moved into his apartment. It was his place, and so he went through his own health journey as well, which led us both to start Tropica. And long story short, over 3.5 years of not knowing the answers, in 2014, I found a thing called functional and integrative medicine, which is, treating the body as a whole. And
is this the person that helped you realize the connection with mold and your symptoms? Was that functional doctor?
It was a functional doctor. The initial functional medicine practitioners gave me really great advice, which led into starting Tropica, which is cut out the crap from your diet and replace it with high-quality nutrition, and you'll reduce the symptomatic load on your body. Yeah. And by reducing the inflammatory load, I felt amazing within 2 to 3 weeks, but I had to be extremely, extremely disciplined in what I ate. But that changed my life around, and I saw something exceptional. I was like, wow, I'm like feeling normal again and healthy again. Now, I didn't, at that stage, I didn't treat the underlying issue, which was obviously gut issues. Although naturally, when you're cutting out the crap from your diet, you are treating
healing the gut and start to sort of work a lot better. So what was the process like to get on top of this mold issues and get your gut health back on track? What was the kind of treatment that you went through?
Yeah, so I eventually I kept on studying, and I'm like, oh wow, this is like actually making a difference. And a lot of the things that I studied were out of the US, so I couldn't actually go and see a US-based doctor or someone from overseas. And I'd listen to podcasts and I'd read books, and like even Dr. Mark Hyman was very influential to me as a functional medicine practitioner and his books that he had. But I eventually found out, oh, like I should actually look at mold toxicity. And so there was two tests available at the time. There was Great Plains Lab and Real Time Labs. I don't know if there's probably more tests these days.
But it is something still notoriously hard to test for as well, because a lot of times it won't show up in the blood tests. So a lot of specialists are still even relying on symptoms and kind of experience. It's still a difficult thing to test.
Well, the good news for me is it certainly showed up in the blood test. I was 20 to 30 times higher than the upper safe limit for mold toxicity. So it was very clear. And one thing I learned was 25% of the world's population, some say even higher, but this is out of, Dr. Shoemaker is his name, out of the US.
That HLA gene,
I don't have the gene responsible for producing the antibodies to detoxify from mold. So you can be living in the same place as someone else, and one out of every four people are absolutely hating life, and the other three out of four are relatively fine. Doesn't mean that mold's not an issue for them as well, but they can handle it a lot better. So I did those two lab tests, and then from there I was working with another functional medicine doctor up in Queensland, in Australia, and also one down here in Sydney as well. And I was using a range of binders and detoxification methods in order to get rid of the mold, and it was quite successful. We got rid of a lot of it. We didn't get rid of all of it, which means it still is an ongoing battle, but it's a whole lot better than what it was. That's for sure. So we're talking things like, on the natural side, diatomaceous earth, activated charcoal, bentonite clay, zeolite clay, or zeolite powder. You've got chlorella as binders as well. There's a couple of pharmaceuticals that are functional medicine. Mm-hmm. A practitioner might prescribe if it's really bad. So I was on a couple of those which help with detoxification.
Yeah.
Binding, I should say. Then the detoxification comes from everything from like infrared saunas to, you know, wild and fun things like coffee enemas. So, you know, I've been doing everything, the whole box
of dice. You've tried a lot of things from the sounds of it. So it's given you a lot of experience of what's available.
I have literally done everything under the sun. Yeah. It's interesting because one of the things under the sun that I had done was positive association technique or technique or therapy, Pat.
Technique, yeah.
I was looking for something. I had food intolerances that continued, so I was able to get rid of a lot. But then there was a point where at one point in my life I could barely eat anything, and now I can eat a lot of different things, which is nice.
Yeah.
But there was still a range of like just little silly things that I couldn't eat, like even bananas would cause me challenges, and so I bought a device that I always knew that a lot of it was mental, and I almost thought of it as I had PTSD of my gut. So my gut went through a really, really rough time, and my brain still remembered that.
Yeah.
And so there was triggers of foods and food chemicals and compounds that are completely fine for a healthy person that would create that traumatic response. And so I was looking and researching things like vagus nerve stimulation in order to help with that. And I even bought some device, like biohacking devices, in order to reduce the or work more in the mental blank.
Like nervous system regulation?
Yeah, nervous system regulation, exactly. And at that point I looked at the connection. I saw, it can help with food intolerances, and then I Googled that. And was able to see or come across you guys and the work that you do around, I suppose, vagus nerve.
Vagus nerve is definitely one of the parts that we do stimulate with the AcuStim, along with those acupressure points and the other nerve bundles there. And it's really interesting you touched on that sort of that gut PTSD, you called it, that connection, because it comes down to like our gut does so much for our mind, that gut-mind connection. And for a lot of people, there's still that anxiety around food reactions. And once you lose that trust with your body going through something like this, it can become a bit unpredictable. So I can totally understand how it's kind of that frustration that they're not speaking the same language, I guess. So getting them back on the same page with that nervous system regulation stuff and can help go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did this experience that you had with these health issues, how did it lead you to start up Tropica?
Yeah, so the first thing that happened in my life to get healthy was, cutting out the crap from my diet and replacing it with high quality nutrition, and really understanding, listening to your body and really understanding, okay, if I eat this, what reaction will it cause? And that's not just around, as you know very well, it's not just around unhealthy foods. It's around healthy foods as well. Like, as I said, I had issues with bananas and stuff. And so quote unquote unhealthy people, me at that time, you got to be very, very in tune with your body and listen to your body. And no one knows your body better than yourself. And so I was able to take out the foods, which were predominantly, again, I knew nothing about health back then, all the crappy foods, and replace it with like nutrient dense, high quality products. And it took the inflammatory load off my body. The biggest ones were I cut out dairy from my diet, and that had life-changing outcomes. I cut out wheat and gluten from my life, and then a range of different like industrially processed foods. And I also had to listen to myself. Like, I remember going into a dietitian at the time, and I was like, oh, you know, I'd heard from these functional medicine practitioners in the US that you could do this with your body and turn it around. And so I cut out gluten and wheat, and I noticed differences. And the next week I went into the dietitian, and they're like, oh, you should stay on dairy. Dairy's good for you. And I was like, and at that point, that was one of the central points in my life where I realized, no, like, I know there's a point where a health practitioner doesn't know as well as you do. Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm listening to my body, and I know that like dairy's not reacting well with my body. And now that's a common phrase, by the way. That doesn't sound overly controversial, but in 2014, 11 years ago, it was very controversial. And so I cut out dairy, and that had an incredible impact on my life. Like that one, I was like, wow, I actually feel like a normal human being again.
And sometimes you don't realize how much something's affecting you until you do reduce it. And then you can sort of see the symptoms that it was actually contributing to.
Definitely. And look, in conventional medicine land, it gets a lot of hate at times. But like one of the best things you can do, in my opinion, is an elimination diet. If you don't have the answers, like cut everything out, start from scratch, and then slowly reintroduce things back into your life. You're not doing it for a long time. You know, you're doing it enough in order to get the data that you need in order to make yourself healthy again. So I don't know what the – what was the original question was around?
When you were starting up Tropica, how did it sort of lead you down that path?
Yeah, so we would naturally – we saw this incredible response to our bodies, my housemate and I, and he had his own kind of separate health challenges, and it would lead us down to the health food store. And we realized when we walked into a health food store in 2014, no one was making it cool to the younger generation.
Yeah.
And I was 23 at the time, and I realized, wow, like when I go on social media, it's very cool for me to post about, or anyone see my friends post about a big night out on the town and their favorite alcohol beverage, and that's cool. But why is it not cool for someone to be able to express that they're into health and they're into health and wellness, which, by the way, is cool now, you know, you
see. Yeah, we're cool now, finally.
Exactly. So, like, this is a very, very different time 11 years ago. And so, you know, I'd like to hope that we were one of the, you know, companies around the world that were able to make health foods cool. And we did that. It took us 2 years to, you know, we wanted to develop the highest quality products possible, which you don't always get, unfortunately, in the health food industry. And
lots of health food products out there, but many of these aren't appropriate for those of us who are more sensitive types. But I've had your plant-based protein and it was amazing. I have to say, it's hard to do a good dairy-free option as well. And I was trying a few different things and yours was definitely a standout. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
And how has your personal experience with these food intolerances helped shape the products that you make?
Yeah, so for us, we wanted to make sure that our products were as accessible as possible. So gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, vast majority of them are vegan. We got some marine collagen products as well. And so that just allows people to – accessibility in the health food world is very important. You know, people are coming from, okay, do I have a crappy bit of junk food or do I replace it with something of high quality? And so the first thing you need to do is like make sure that it's high quality and that people can have it. Like no one ever says I'm allergic to Coca-Cola, right? So we should really be making health foods allergic. We should try avoid it at least from my philosophy. But in saying that, like I didn't even know what a salicylate was back then. So, you know, so I didn't target things towards you know, certain food chemicals or whatnot, but we did know, I cut out gluten from my life. I cut out dairy. It made a massive impact in my life. So I don't want to create products that have that in there.
Yep.
And, the world really resonated with it. And today, you know, we've had over 1 million customers. We've got over 20,000 five-star reviews, more than any other health food company in Australia. Our customers have really reacted to that and we're very, very grateful. I feel very blessed.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what does your product range include? Is there anything new that's in the works at the moment?
Yeah, so we do everything from, our top selling product at the moment, we only just launched last year, which was we realized that weight loss has a lot of stigma around it, but you can actually do a healthy weight loss approach rather than crash diet. So we brought out a thing called the healthy meal shake, which is both meal replacement and weight loss. So that's been incredibly successful because people are gravitating to, I want to eat something that's actually great for me while also losing weight. Obviously, our plant proteins, we were the first to make plant proteins actually taste good.
It's good.
which is pretty hard to do, actually. And then we got marine collagen, organic superfoods, organic tea. We got what we believe to be Australia's healthiest coffee, so an organic coffee, which is third-party lab-tested for mycotoxins, endotoxins, acrylamide, and all the nasties that you get that can make your coffee experience not so good.
Yeah, I saw you said the Body Blue, the gut health one.
Yeah. So that's been a bestseller for a number of years. So that's a cool, that's a really cool product because it does both skin health and gut health. But we also have a pro-gut product as well, Pro-Gut Plus and Skin Collagen Plus as well, that kind of are separated. So, yeah, it's a very wide variety of products and different needs that we cater to. Yeah.
And it's great to have awesome options on the market because, like you said, there was a bit of a gap in the market when it came to good tasting and really functional products at the same time with mindful of having, because there's a lot of crap in a lot of other health food brands like fillers and things like that. And healthy food gets, it's marketed in a way that even sometimes something that's not so healthy is still marketed as healthy. So it's good to see you doing the work to make genuinely good products for people.
Yeah, it's something I'm very proud of. Like, as a we're a manufacturer, we manufacture our own products. We also use contract manufacturers when we have to do it at scale. Like, we're in Coles supermarkets around Australia, so we our production facility can't handle that. but we've always been manufacturers of our own products. And one thing I know very well is it's so easy to skip corners in manufacturing. And I know that. I can just see from the price points and stuff like that that so many companies out there in the health food world do skip corners. And so some of the best things that you can do is really be a really good steward of reading the back of a label and understanding what ingredients go into a product, listening to your body and how you feel around those products as well. You know, like if you've got a food chemical sensitivity, you might take one of my products and they just don't agree with you. That doesn't, you know, that's really important. You know, just because we're extremely healthy doesn't necessarily mean that the people who are struggling with certain food chemical sensitivities that every single health product's going to be right for you. And, and then the other thing is like we're really proud to be Australian certified organic across a very wide range of our products. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of glyphosate.
That's
for obvious reasons. So having a third party audit what you do as well is and knowing that a company is third party audited is very important.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just to go a bit back into your health story, I just had a bit of a follow-up question. So you talked about the process you went through with the mold detoxification and getting your gut health back on track. So this was all a number of years ago, and you mentioned you were reacting to things like banana and other random foods. What kind of symptoms did you have with these food intolerances, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so inflammation around the body. But the biggest one was mental agitation, like a like if I ate a certain food, I'd really be, or even a little bit actually, I'd be really agitated in my mind. Like I'd have no patience. It was, it was like a real inflammatory moment in my brain.
I think that's something we do hear quite a bit when it comes to these food chemical intolerances like salicylates and amines. They can create these neurological symptoms where a lot of sort of conventional medicine may not put that two and two together, but it's something we see on like a weekly basis at least. So it is very, very common. So what was your first impression at your first PAT treatment? What did you think of the process?
I thought it was too simplistic for how complicated my challenges have been over the years. The good news is, as I said, I've tried everything under the sun and I did see an actual difference in this. I didn't see it across everything. I wish it did. But there was a couple of things like I can eat bananas again and that's so that's great.
That's a win.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So I'm quite happy considering the amount of things that I have tried that haven't worked and for how simple and easy it was, I was yeah, been quite impressed by it. But I'm not gonna unfortunately be in the position where I can say that it cured everything. And I'm sure there's plenty of people where that has been the case. But all that tells me is that there's probably still certain underlying things that I've got to continue to work on.
Exactly. And I think that's a realistic kind of thing when you're working with these complex health issues and there's a few different things going on, then it's sort of, we may be part, like a piece of the puzzle for people to be able to get their health back on track, but there's still other work to do, which is very important and realistic to note. So when it comes to nowadays, how are you maintaining your health on like a daily, a weekly, a monthly basis to help prevent this from happening again?
Yeah, so I mean, I look at health and preventative health in 4 to 5 ways, which is like the first thing, the backbone is high quality nutrition. And the biggest thing in high quality nutrition, I always say is, and I've said it a few times, it's like cutting the crap out. That'll make the biggest difference. Like you don't take a high performance vehicle to the petrol station that takes 98 fuel and you put half the tank with 98 fuel and then the other half of the tank with diesel and expect it to run.
Yeah, so that's a good analogy. I like that one. Yeah.
So there's no point putting a bunch of diesel junk food in your tank when you're meant to be running off 98 premium fuel. And then high quality drinking water, like filtered water. Reducing stress and the ways that you need to do that, understanding your body and how you need to reduce stress. For me, I'm out grounding, spending time on the beach every single day, pretty much. High quality sleep is like the best way to look after your health. So doing whatever you can to improve your sleep environment, and then exercise. So like I'm exercising every single day and looking after myself. And I'm in a unique position as well where I'm looking after my health, but I'm also running, you know, a relatively large company that has 35 staff.
And, yeah, it's a lot.
I'm working 12, 13, 14, 15 hour days. So, which is ironic because I'm a health company doing pretty unhealthy things, but that's the sacrifice you got to do in order to make an impact. And I love what I do. So making sure that I'm very proactive about how I look after my health is extremely important because of the amount of weight that I've got from all different angles.
Yeah. And just a left of field question. You said you've tried a lot of other sort of things on this health journey. Did anything else stick out to you? Any kind of treatments you've tried or experiences you've had on that journey that sort of stood out to you as?
Great question. So definitely detoxing from mold was extremely important. Healing my gut was extremely important. So those two, like sorting out those underlying cures. But there hasn't really been anything for food intolerances specifically. One thing I'm doing at the moment, if you really want left of field, is I read a book on food grade hydrogen peroxide and taking book had some incredible reviews on Amazon, and I heard it on some rabbit hole down on the internet. But I was extremely impressed with how simple and easy this was. It hasn't affected food intolerances or anything, but just my overall health. If you want something really left of field, like take 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide and you dilute it in distilled water and you build up your tolerance over time to a certain amount. I won't say because you've got to do research on it for the listeners. But it took away at the time. I had like a little bit of a throat issue for a couple, 2 to 3 weeks. I took it away within a day. I then noticed that it's oxygenation therapy. So similar to ozone therapy, which is another thing which actually I think is really good that I've done. And it, I noticed that my athletic performance increased. I noticed that my ability to and my output each day increased on it. And that's been something that I've done recently. And they've been using hydrogen peroxide in medicine for the last 180 years, apparently, according to the book. So,
This is the first time hearing of it, so I'm definitely going to have to do some homework.
Yeah, I mean, if you read conventional medicine, they all say that it's extremely dangerous and don't do it. So at that point, as a biohacker, I like to know what the alternative view is of it. But so I'm not encouraging anyone to do it. But again, if you want something
that's something to read, interesting. Yeah.
Exactly. So
That.
Nice. And ozone therapy is the other one.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to check that one out too, for sure. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. It's been really interesting to learn about your unique health journey, and it's awesome to see that it's led you to make these amazing products and that this is the silver lining of the experience that you went through. So if any of our listeners want to learn more about our natural allergy treatment, positive association technique, or PAT, you can visit our website, naturalallergytreatment.com.au. I'll also put links in our show notes. And for more information about the Trapeka product line, you can visit trapeka.com.au, which I'll also put in the show notes as well. Caleb, do you have any final thoughts to share with any listeners who may be on a similar health journey to you, just to wrap things up?
Yeah, I would encourage people to not lose hope. There's an answer out there for you. One of the toughest things in my life between 2011 and 2014 was a lack of hope. And we're so blessed these days. Like back then, there was so little information. Like it was in dark crevices of the internet that you had to go and
it was all very woo-woo.
It was, exactly. And everyone thought I was mad and crazy until it actually changed my life. So don't give up hope. And if you try one thing and it doesn't work, that's just unique to you. Like keep on exploring different possibilities, and eventually I truly believe your body is always looking to heal itself, and you just got to provide that environment for it to heal itself. And whether it's things like PAT, which are a, you know, can be a really, really good tool in the toolbox for what you need, just like keep on exploring and trying new things, because eventually there'll be a solution for you. Don't give up hope.
Yeah. And I think I really like your approach that you're trying a bit of everything and sort of seeing what works for you in that combined approach, because a lot of people are looking for that magic ticket and thinking that it's going to be that one thing that fixes everything. And when it comes to our health, our bodies are so complex that it's kind of, you need to maintain your health and do things to sort of get you back on track. So yeah, well, thank you so much again for sharing, and be sure to subscribe to our channel to catch any future episodes as well. Thanks, Caleb.
Thanks, Jess.